Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jummah Mubarak to all of you. And there's just a few announcements before we begin the Jummah khutbah for this afternoon. Just a friendly reminder, make sure your masks are above your nose and remember to keep social distance between every other person. Not only that, if you see empty spots like in the front over here, like rather than like having everyone scattered around, try to fill these front spaces first and then make your way towards the back. Every Sunday from 10:45 a.m. to 12 noon, Sheikh Shahid discusses the fiqh of Salah, how to prepare for Salah, the various types of prayers, and many other matters related to perfecting our prayers. Then from 12 noon to 1 p.m., in the same Zoom link, Dr. Siddiqui continues with this tafsir class. He is currently discussing Surah Ali Imran. This evening, MYG will be hosting a special talk on the Prophet Isa. This talk will be with Sheikh Shahid Ali and will begin at 7:30 p.m. this evening. He will discuss the Islamic view about the life and status of this great prophet. Once again, this is an MYG event this evening at 7:30 p.m. with Sheikh Shahid Ali. ISOC is looking for a van or truck, so if you have one in good working order that you can donate, that will be very much appreciated. One other thing, so everyone who's watching our YouTube broadcast right now, if you are seeing the closed captions, those closed captions aren't made by us at ISOC. They're automatically generated, so if it's something weird that's popping up that's saying that they think that we're saying, you can go ahead on the bottom right and click the CC button, and it will turn off the closed captioning. So it's nothing from us, it's automated, it's generated automatically from YouTube app. All right, so one last announcement for today. We have an amazing campaign, which is called Jumpstart 2021. This campaign is for us at ISOC to get 500 families, 500 individuals to donate $50 a month, a simple $50 a month. Hulu, Netflix, these are all subscription bases, which end up costing 50, 60 bucks a month anyways. So why not give back the same subscription to a place where you guys come to pray, where you enjoy the programming, you enjoy the events that happen here. This Jumpstart 2021 is not for a specific project. It is just to help us maintain daily operations, meaning like cleaning up the grass every night, making sure it's disinfected. We have insurance that we have to pay, electricity, gas, water, all those things are unchanged. Yes, operational expense has gone down a little bit, but there are still very stagnant expenses that come up. So we are really urging everyone who comes out or who benefits from your house with this masjid to go ahead and donate $50 a month to the Jumpstart 2021 program. And we want to get this jump started before we start 2021, just so when we get into 2021, we're ready to go. We're financially stable. You can donate at give.isocmasjid.org. Once again, it's give.isocmasjid.org. Or you can meet Michelle in the back or use one of the kiosk machines to be able to do the subscription. And anything you want to do, we really appreciate it because this is your house. This is our responsibility, your responsibility to keep it running. So I really hope that everyone can, if it's not 50 bucks, whatever it is, you guys can go ahead and do it. And if you'd like to Venmo us some donations, you can Venmo us at ISOC Masjid. And you can just put in like Sadqa General Masjid in the description. So, inshallah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Jummah. And I hope you guys all stay safe in these times. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الإسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Indeed all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Therefore we praise him We seek his assistance and his forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite wisdom, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the different parts of your day, when you're at work, dealing with your family, your spouse, in front of you, scrolling on your phone, watching what you're watching on television, is meant remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't end up falling into something that might displease him. As you ought to be in this state, and do not leave this world except submitting to him in Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'i allaha wa rasulah faqad faza fawzan azima. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Once again, your Lord, your Sustainer, your Creator advises you to be conscious of Him as much as you can. And to say righteous words. Don't lie, don't backbite, don't insult. Watch what you say and watch who you talk about. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed gain a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made it possible once again to see this beautiful day of Friday and to congregate even though the situation that we're in. But we still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to fulfill this great part of our deen, this Jummah prayer. And one thing, as we always know, the different parts of this pandemic's going on, etc., we still also are aware of what's going on around us. And if you have been hiding in a hole or something, you know that next week in this country, in this town, people, our citizens around us, are celebrating something they call Christmas, where they believe this is the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus, peace be upon him. Of course, they don't take him as a prophet. We know very well. They take him as the son of God or part of God. We seek Allah's protection from that type of belief. And they'll celebrate this. And this also behooves us to make sure that we truly understand what is our position when we talk about Isa alayhi salam or Jesus, peace be upon him. I know with the pandemic, you're not really, you know, rubbing elbows with your coworkers and your neighbors like we used to do. It's always a nice little time to do, explain what is Islamic belief and get into maybe some friendly conversation just to share our thoughts, etc. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us in the Quran in Surah Ali Imran, where he talks about those who are Christian and those who are Jews, etc. Where he says, Kul ya ahl al-kitab ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum alla ta'buduna illa Allah wa la tushrik bihi shay'a wa la yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dukum arbaban min dunillah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al Imran, where he says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greater message is to all of us as Muslims, is to say to the people of the scripture. And who are the people of the scripture? Those who got scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us. Even though their scripture might have definitely been changed, altered, mixed around, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to the people of the scripture, that those of the Jewish faith and those of the Christian faith, that let's come along, let's follow one true common word that we have between us. That we do not worship anything else other than Allah. And we do not associate any partners with him. And we don't take each other as part of divinity, lords, if you will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us that we should go ahead and invite them or try to get them to come to these common words. Those who talked to Christians before, it's not that easy. But nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this. And one thing that we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that every single person out there in this world has the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deep down inside of them. Where he says, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ إِلَّا يُولَدْ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ وَيُنَصِّرَانِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in hadith in Sahih Bukhari, that every single person is born upon the fitrah, the natural disposition, the natural belief that there's one creator. It's very hard to find a young kid and who grows up thinking that there's 12 gods, or 3-in-1, and 1-in-3. That's not natural. But everyone knows that, what, there's one creator, as one president, one CEO, makes sense. At least it should make sense. So the Prophet ﷺ said that everyone is born upon this. But then the Prophet ﷺ says that, what, their parents changes up that belief. They turn them into a part of the Jewish faith, or they turn them into a Christian faith, or whatever. So the Prophet ﷺ is trying to say that everyone has this belief. What happens, it gets mixed up. People tell them certain things, they start reading articles, watching YouTube videos, whatever the case may be. And then they lose that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand, my dear brothers and sisters, what is our belief and what we can spread to those, inshallah ta'ala, around us, if we have that opportunity. One thing we have to understand, that in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as Isa alayhi salam, or Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as being one of the greatest of the five greatest prophets. Ulul al-Azm is the term they use. Have great determination and great trials that they went through. And then also that we affirm, of course, the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam. As actually mentioned in the Quran, more miracles that Jesus, peace be upon him, did than is actually mentioned in the Bible. In terms of bringing those that was dead back to life by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That curing those that had leprosy, a type of disease that was going on during that time, he was able to cure them. That Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus, peace be upon him, will tell the people what they had stored in their house without even going in their house. He would know that, course, from the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. And alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all these miracles. And like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges this in the Quran also. But one thing that we know, that as the Christians would also believe, and they would agree about these miracles, but one of the main differences is the end of his life is where things start getting the difference of opinion. Is that, was Jesus, peace be upon him, was he crucified? How did he die? What did he do? Was he resurrected afterwards? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully in Surah Nisa that he mentions to the Jews, those who know the story behind it, of the history, that the Jews were working with the Romans and the Romans working with the Jews to try to kill Jesus, peace be upon him, for many different reasons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Nisa, where he says, مَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you guys did not kill him, nor did you crucify him, but it was made to look and appear that to you. You thought that was Isa alayhi salam up there, or something that looked like him, etc. But that is not the case, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. بَلْ رَفَعُهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, but we raised him up. Allah saved his prophet, rescued his prophet from these little individuals that are trying to kill him. Allah said that we raised him up and kept him safe. That there was no one, that was not him on the cross itself. Nor did they think that they killed him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears this up. And that's why us as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we believe that there is a second coming of Isa alayhi salam. That he will come during the end of times. And there will be a lot of things going on in the end of times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the protection from that, the trials of the end of times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one of the signs of the end time is the coming of Isa alayhi salam once again in the land of Sham, or Syria, Palestine, etc. And when he will come down, one of his main jobs is not to come as a new prophet, but to come and actually clear up the misconceptions that they said that he was the son of God. And all the other blasphemous things that are mentioned about him. And one of his main job is to defeat and attack and capture and kill what we call the Antichrist or the Dajjal. Now, of course, there's a lot of things I just said right there that needs a lot of explanation. But of course, that's not time for the khutbah. We could go into all the detail of it. But nonetheless, we have the belief that, even though the Christians have a belief that Isa alayhi salam will come back also. But their story is more that he'll come back and judge the people almost like a day of judgment type scenario. But nonetheless, we have this belief and we understand this from our aqidah, from our theology, if you will, of who Isa alayhi salam was. As he's mentioned in Surah Maryam, Ana Abdullah, that I'm a servant. I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from false belief to keep us on the right path. أَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرْ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we can mention multiple things about Isa alayhi salam, but the last point I would like to leave in the short khutbah that time that we have is that we're living in a time where people are doing very interesting things. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us to be careful about our deen, our religion. Alhamdulillah, it's beautiful, it's intact, right? Don't add anything to it, don't mess around with it, just keep it the way it is. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, لَتُتَبِعُنَّ مَنْ قَبَلَكُمْ شِبْرًا فَشِبْرٍ ذِرَاءً بِذِرَاءٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he was talking to the Sahaba, the companions, and the greater message is for all of us, where he said, you will definitely, meaning that there's a group of people from this ummah, those who call themselves Muslims, that they will definitely be of one of these groups of individuals. They'll end up falling the nations in their errors that came before us. Those other nations that we read the Quran, we all know. Those people of Fir'aun, those people of this prophet, of that prophet, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Ad and Thamud, etc. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, surely, 100%, that there are going to come people that's going to follow and make the errors of the people become that came before you. He said, and to the point that if they would go into a hole into the ground, a small hole, you will follow them in them. Even though it makes no sense to go in a small hole, how can you even get in there? But people will try to do it. And then the Sahaba were listening to this, the companions of the Prophet was listening to this. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, al-Yahud wa Nasara? They said, Ya Rasulullah, are you talking about the Jews and the Christians? And the Prophet said, Faman. He said, and who else would I be talking about? Who else do you think? So the Prophet is making something very statement that people would come in this ummah that would try, will end up making the same mistakes what happened to the previous religion. We live in a time where something as you would think so holy as the birth of what they would call the Son of God, a'udhu billah, that you would think they'll keep it very precious and it'll be a very holy time for them. We see right now, we're living in a time for a long time that people cut perfectly beautiful, nice trees in the forest and don't put it in their backyard, but bring it inside their house, in their living room. A big old tree in your living room. And then they start decorating it and they put lights on it and they stick some gifts underneath there. And there's something about flying reindeers and one has a red nose and all these different kind of things. And you might think about years from now, who are these people? Who would ever do something like that? That's blasphemy, that's crazy. But believe me, there's a lot of people doing that right now. And from a long time ago, long time now. So the Prophet is telling us, do not make those mistakes of what they did to something so holy. As even there's a group of Christians these days that even reject Christmas. They don't even celebrate it because it's just a bunch of commercial now. So basically, it's a buying gifts. No one really remembers what the purpose of it anymore is. And I'm even sad to say, and this has not become the majority yet, and may Allah protect us from it, but I've even seen, and maybe some of you have seen it also, that people are even selling Eid trees these days. Get your Eid tree and put it in your house. I wish I was joking with you. Right. And Allah, who knows what else this would come in. And when you're a minority amongst a majority, you have to be very careful. Because the minorities always like to look up to the majority and try to replicate them. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us, watch out. Surely you're going to end up following into the same ways that the previous nation, they had the belief, but they mixed it up. And now it's almost like a joke to an extent. With trees and some guy with a big beard coming down your chimney and all these different things. What happened to what exactly was the moment in, if you will? We could laugh at it, we could say how misled that is, but we have to make sure, our dear brothers and sisters, that we don't fall into something like this. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us of and mentioned that we should be careful and should be conscious of this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon the truth. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this pandemic and the sickness and those who are struggling financially to support them and strengthen them. And those who are struggling mentally through this time to support them and struggle and support them, ya Kareem, ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw aqta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'fu anna waghfirna warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna lil qawmil kafirin. Allahumma ighfirna warhamna. وآفنا وافع عنا على منصور المجاهدين في كل مكان يا كريم يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.